This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, July 27. Invitation. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 14. When one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, "Blessed is the one who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God." Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, 'I have just bought a field, and I must go and see it. Please excuse me.' Another said, 'I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me.' Still another said, 'I just got married, so I can't come.' The servant came back and repeated this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' 'Sir,' the servant said, 'what you ordered has been done, but there is still room.' 'Sir,' the servant said, 'what you ordered has been done, but there is still room.' Then the master told his servant, 'Go out to the roads and the country lanes and compel them to come in, so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those who were invited will get a taste of my banquet.'" When we send out an invitation, it's natural to expect a response. One of my most frustrating experiences in ministry is when I get no response from someone after inviting them to an event. Even more frustrating is getting a response that's a lame excuse. In this parable, the banquet thrower invites many people to his banquet. But when time comes for the feast, all sorts of excuses are given. "I have to go and check on some property. I have to go and check on some property I bought. I have to go and test drive my new oxen. I just got married. Sorry, I can't come." We could argue that some of these excuses don't sound so bad, but they are excuses nonetheless. The response of the banquet thrower? "Go out and invite more people. Go to the streets and alleys, the country lanes and roads, and urge the people to come." Jesus is a banquet thrower. He's inviting each of us to his amazing feast in the kingdom of heaven. His invitation goes out to everyone, everywhere. You might find yourself in the alleys or country lanes of life, but Jesus will still seek you out with his invitation. All you have to do is come. Many of us have grown used to making excuses, however. "I have something else to do. I have other people to see." Or maybe our excuses are more personal. "I don't feel worthy to go because I've messed up. How could Jesus possibly want me?" Jesus wants you. Please come. Pray with me. Banquet thrower, invite us to your feast today and create in us the desire to come. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.